A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. We hear the saying, all that glitters is not gold, right? Familiarity, we see today how it breeds contempt, not just contempt, forgetfulness. Familiarity breeds forgetfulness. We take things for granted. Not too long ago, last week, we read from Exodus chapter 14. When they got to the Red Sea and they had nowhere else to go, and the Lord led them through the sea, and the waters were like walls, you can touch them, and they were marveled, and they sang, that beautiful song. What the Lord has done for us, indeed we are glad. 3 days later, after they crossed, 3 days later, they started complaining. Why Moses was consulting with the Lord? They said, no, we cannot wait for him anymore. Impatience. They became impatient. By the way, they were very skilled in that craftsmanship. They're very skilled in manufacturing a gold calf. Look at how they brought about the gold calf. All that glitters is not gold. Impatience. Am I suffering from impatience? Am I suffering from anger issues? Forgetting what the Lord has done. Forgetfulness is a terrible thing. Yesterday, the Lord gave us a beautiful framework of how we should pray. And one of them, the last one, he said, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. When we pray, always remember that. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. They led themselves into the temptation of impatience. My dear friends, even when we lose sight of God, God does not lose sight of us. He does not forget us. Even when we veer off, He is still in search of us. Only God is enough. Only God is sufficient. Only God. If you have veered off, if you have lost sight of Him, remember, only God is sufficient. Only God is enough. If we must run back, let us run back to Him. If we must crawl, let us crawl back to Him. All we need to do is to turn around and get back to Him. The journey of the Israelites has been a journey of inconsistencies, just like any one of us. But the Lord is always patient. Even when He wants to punish, He is patient. Let us not allow familiarity to breed forgetfulness. Do not allow familiarity to breed contempt. Let us hold on to what our faith has taught us. And may the Lord lead us not into temptation. And may he continue to deliver us from every evil. Amen.